It's time for another legal talk right here on eRadio, and joining us today from Hahn & Hahn Attorneys is Senior Candidate Attorney Olebogeng Mangena. And today's scenario that we've got is, my partner and I are splitting up, we're not married, we have a small dog together, and now we're fighting over who gets the dog. How can we sort this out? What a scenario. Olebogeng, welcome to Legal Talk. I hope you can help us with this one.
Thank you, man. It's good to be here and to be advising today. Yes. So how we proceeded is that the question of who gets the dog would be preceded by the procedure that is going to be followed in order to ensure that whoever party gets to have ownership of the dog got that in a correct manner.
Mm.
So the procedure to be followed, we're going to explore a few avenues, which we always refer to as dispute alternative dispute resolutions. And in this case, we're going to employ mediation.
Okay.
So if I may just explain, a dispute, alternative dispute resolution is a process in which an independent and impartial person assists the parties to attempt to resolve the dispute. It can either happen before or after the commencement of litigation.
Okay, and now what is mediation, and how does it differ from litigation?
Okay, mediation is a process by which a mediator, the person who we call a mediator, assists the parties in actual or potential litigation to resolve the dispute between the parties by facilitating the discussion between them and assisting them to identify issues and exploring potential areas of compromise, and also generating options in an attempt to resolve the dispute. So it's more of a voluntary procedure and is not binding on the parties unless there's an agreement. Whereas a litigation, it's a non-voluntary and it is binding on the parties and is also subject to appeal. So it's more of a formal procedure of dispute, resolving a dispute between parties.
Okay, and when should one refer a matter to mediation, like our scenario that we have today? What do you think is the best option for it?
It can be referred, how we usually advise clients are to refer the matter into for mediation at its infancy, not during litigation or after the commencement of litigation. So it's always advisable for the parties to refer the matter for mediation before the commencement of the proceedings. And you find that in even the courts, like for example, the High Court Rule 41, it compels the parties to refer their matters or dispute for mediation before they can approach the court. However, I want to highlight that it's not a must, or parties are not compelled to agree to mediation, but they are compelled to refer the matter to mediation.
Okay, and who can refer this dispute to mediation?
Any party can refer if they have an interest in that particular dispute, can just refer the matter for mediation.
Okay, and Olebogeng, I mean, let's look at instances where mediation works and where it doesn't work. Can you give us a few examples?
Yeah, sure. Instances where mediation works is where the court cannot provide the relief that the parties need. And the second instance would be where the parties wishes to minimize the cost, because mediation is not as expensive as litigation or arbitration or other alternative dispute resolution. And it could be where the parties wants to avoid the court precedence. And lastly, would be where the parties want to settle promptly, like immediately. And I'm getting on instances where mediation will not work will be where, for example, there's a will that is being contested and that the parties feel like they cannot sufficiently represent their interest, and also where any of the parties object to the matter being referred for mediation.
Okay, and is the decision of the mediator binding, and what should happen if someone is in breach of an agreement that was made in mediation?
The decision of a mediator, it is binding and it's also enforceable. So if somebody breaches the term of the mediation settlement agreement, one may take the matter to court. For example, somebody who breaches the deal might be liable for breach of contract claim. And additionally, one may just elect to take the matter to court on the original dispute. However, I want to highlight that there must be a settlement. So a settlement must first be made an order of the court for it to be enforced. In that case, the party whose settlement is in favor may apply to court to make the settlement an order of court if they have already instituted the litigation proceedings and put the matter for determination.
Okay. And is there a regulation authority responsible for mediation?
Currently, there is no regulatory body for mediation. However, in cases of labor, like labor disputes, the Labor Relations Act has established the CCMA as a body that will facilitate the mediation in labor disputes. And the Basic Condition of Employment Act also extends the jurisdiction of the CCMA to cover the enforcement of procedures and enforcement relating to employment. And the Constitutional Court has also advocated for the referral of the dispute to mediation.
Okay, and now our final question for today's legal talk. Once the mediation process has commenced, can it stop before the end of the process? Can it be stopped?
Definitely. The parties to the mediation process, they are, which is one of the advantages of mediation, is that they are in full control of the proceedings. So should any party feel like their interest is not really being advanced or they don't wish to be part of the mediation, they can definitely pull out from it.
Okay. That's very interesting. I wonder who's going to get the dog.
Sorry?
I wonder who's going to get the dog.
Yeah, but whoever gets the dog, it will be in a fair manner.
Yes.
The person is going to be hearing the whole discussion would obviously give a just decision for the both parties.
Yes. But thank you for shedding some light on the mediation and all that kind of processes. I don't think we spoke about that before. Really appreciate your time and your knowledge, Senior Candidate Attorney at Hananan Olebogeng Mangena. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.